morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 180 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colin Strickler. I'm your host. Got a good show for everybody today. Looking forward to jumping into it. Really good interview with Dayton Sheridan coming up here in a minute. Before we do that, let's go ahead and start the show off the same way we do every week. That's by jumping into the breakdown. That breakdown is presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. So we always start off the breakdown by talking about the American Raptors, and the Raptors went toe-to-toe with the league leaders in Peñarol in round 10, had a 25-22 lead heading into the half. But there was a 15 to 20-minute period right before the half and then after the half where Peñarol just put it on them, scored 28 unanswered after halftime. They got a try right before the halftime mark on an eight-man pick off a scrum. That kind of set the tone for the second half. Like I said, just like a 20-minute period there where the Raptors were, they just couldn't answer. They were just getting scored on at will. That proved to be the difference in the match. And after the latest loss, I mentioned how much the Raptors have improved over the course of the season on Twitter. I had a couple people on Twitter give me a hard time about crediting the Raptors for, quote, losing by less, unquote. And this is kind of what I think about that. So, listen, losing sucks. They don't want to lose, but you have to acknowledge progress when you see it. So, just by that definition, you look at how Peñarol's fared against some other teams in the competition. No team in the league has scored 37 points on Peñarol this year except the Raptors. That's pretty good. Only match that Peñarol's lost this year has been a one-point loss to Pampas, and we saw what they did to the Raptors. That was a pretty brutal game. So that's tangible progress right there. You can see they're getting better. They're giving Peñarol problems that they haven't seen before in the competition, which is something that they can be proud of. And on top of that, this entire Raptors program has been built on the idea of development for the last 3 years. That's still largely the focus, so it's going to take some time for them to become competitive. If the whole foundation of the program is on development, they still have developmental players on their team. You know, ideally they're getting developed to then compete in this competition a year or two down the road. So that's still where we are, being realistic at this point in time, just in the evolution of this program. And on top of that, I spoke with Diego Magno after the Peñarol match, and he spoke a lot about the development that the team has shown over the course of the last season, or this season, and I'll go ahead and kick it to that short interview right now, and you can listen to what Diego had to say himself.
And then you've obviously played in every match. You're very familiar with Peñarol. You played with Peñarol the last few years. Can you just speak to the progress the Raptors have made this year, you know, from week one to now?
I think it's obvious, and it's actually very obvious. Like we started like against Selenam with 45 points against, and then we beat them last week.
Yeah.
And sometimes I read a lot like, oh, Selenam played bad, but I think Raptor is playing good.
Yeah.
We have the best attack in the league. I'm not sure of that. Like we showed that today. We play against the national team and we scored almost 40 points.
Yeah.
So that's something like we need to just keep it and know that we are playing against national teams. So
definitely.
Sometimes I think we lose that kind of like mindset, like we're playing against national teams. So I just think like, of course it's good to win and we need to win because at the end of the day we want to win, but sometimes losing it's a good learn. And I think this season was actually everything about learning and building a team.
Yeah.
So I think next season will be challenging and we'll try to get the playoffs next season.
So it makes it tough to say that the Raptors aren't making progress because Diego Magno, the first rugby player in the Americas to reach 100 test caps and the guy on this team that has played the most rugby of anyone else, is talking about the obvious progress. So for the people that are mad on Twitter, you can hear from the horse's mouth himself. He knows what he's talking about. Played with Peñarol in the past. So he's played with those guys, like he said, for 15 years. So he knows better than everybody, you know, the kind of like the phases, the evolution of this thing. So you can take it from him if you don't want to hear from me. So, again, have a hard time saying that this season's a disappointment because with the exception of really three matches, the Raptors have played competitive rugby. And with some more experience, the Raptors would, you know, probably have a couple more wins to their name and be in the mix for a playoff spot seriously right now. So that's what I have to say about that. And that does it for the breakdown. Let's go move into the next part of the show. All the rugby you can watch this weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Winter Green loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Winter Green gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with winter green oils and other therapeutic natural oils to help soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. Starting off with the American Raptors, take on Yacaré on Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available on AmericanRaptors.com, and you can watch the match live on ESPN+. But if you're in the area, it's going to be a nice day. This is the last chance to see the Raptors play in 2023, so come on out. Have a good day at Infinity Park. Major League Rugby, we've got four matches this weekend. Chicago Hounds at Rugby ATL on Saturday at 4 p.m. That's on the Rugby Network. Old Glory DC at Dallas Jackals on Saturday at 6 p.m. on Fox Sports 2. San Diego Legion at Utah Warriors on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. That one's on the Rugby Network as well. And then last but not least, NOLA Gold at New York Ironworkers on Sunday at 1 p.m. You can catch that one on the Rugby Network as well. We've got the URC quarterfinals all weekend on Flow Rugby. We've got Super Rugby all weekend on Flow Rugby. We got Top 14. You can catch that on Flow Rugby. And you got the Curry Cup on, you guessed it, Flow Rugby. So enjoy all the matches that you could watch this weekend. Hope to see you at Infinity Park. That'll do it for all the rugby you can watch. Let's move to the interview portion of the show. And this interview with Daytwan Sheridan is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. So I had a good chat with Daytwan Sheridan, had a chance to catch up with him. And he's had quite the couple weeks of rugby. So since making his debut, I'll kind of list all the things that have happened. Made his debut in round nine, the Raptors round nine win over Selknam. He has scored four tries since then, recorded a hat trick on Sunday. He's earned first 15 honors in back-to-back weeks, the 2 weeks that he's played. His four tries that he scored lead the American Raptors in try scoring, and he's in a six-way tie with the third most tries in Super Rugby Americas, and that's after 2 weeks of rugby. So he's really been making up for lost time after not playing earlier this year. He's also one of the OG crossover guys. So it was him, Line Latu, Leonard Sagapulatele, and Sean Clark. He's kind of half counts because he didn't really participate, but he watched that first Rugby Town crossover camp November 2020. So it's cool to see them do big things. Both Sean and Daytwan made the first 15 this week. So it's cool to see two of the original crossover guys have some success in Super Rugby Americas. And we get into all that and much more in this conversation. So I'll stop talking about it and we'll go ahead and kick to my conversation with American Raptors wing, Daytwan Sheridan. All right, pleased to be joined on the show again, Daytwan Sheridan. I think I've had you on a couple times, Daytwan. You've been around for a while.
It's yes, sir.
Have some rapport with some people. American Raptors wing, of course, had quite the last couple of weeks. So the first question I'll ask you, Daytwan, just how's it going, man?
Pretty good. Just been enjoying the ride. Been quite a season for me.
Yeah.
A lot of ups, a lot of downs, but we're up right now, so I'm going to just enjoy this ride.
You should. We're going to get into all that, but you're right, you are up. You've had quite the last couple of weeks of rugby. You made your debut 2 weeks ago, first win of the season for the Raptors. And since then, you scored four tries. You've earned back-to-back Super Rugby America's first 15 honors. You're leading try scorer on the team. I was looking at the league leaderboard now. You're in a six-way tie for third for tries scored. So, like you said, you've been up. How have you been enjoying it?
Man, it's been a ride. Just a lot, man. I mean, to overcome not being in the first 15 at the beginning of the season and to come down to the end of the season, that last leg has been an enjoyable ride.
Mm-hmm.
Two, 3 weeks ago, I was nowhere on the scene, just out of nowhere. So I feel like everybody's getting a nice surprise of me.
Definitely. That's the next question I have is like how'd you wind up in the lineup? Because I've obviously known about you. You've been here for a while. I appreciate your game. I sent you that message when I saw you in the lineup. Yep, I was happy to see you. See you get a shot. And like you said, this is a lot of people's first look at you. Was 2 weeks ago in that win against Selkham, and you go out and score the first try. So how'd you kind of work your way into the lineup? What was that like when you heard you were playing? If you wouldn't mind sharing.
I mean, it was just a nice build-up. Coach Brendan Baum, he just came up to me in the weight room. He was like, hey, we're going to give you a shot. We like how you've been practicing the past 2 weeks. And, like, we had a bye week before that. So, showed out during the bye week, had a nice bye week. And then we played, I think it might have been the Cobras, maybe? Not the Cobras. We played...
Before the bye week?
Yeah, before the bye week.
Pampas.
That yeah, was we played the Pampas. It was the Pampas because we did get pumped. But, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
I mean, just being honest, but we got pumped.
Tough match, yeah.
Yeah. And we have Rama. We had Rama at the wing, and he was feeling kind of down, and I had to come in for his sub, so I was just happy to take his place.
Yeah, very nice. And so, like you mentioned, you didn't go travel with the team down to South America for the first leg, and then even these first few home matches back, you hadn't been in the lineup. You made in the lineup against Selknam, helped the team to a win. What were those first few weeks like for you? That's gotta be a tough pill to swallow when all you know you want to play. That's what everyone that plays rugby wants to play in the game. Was there any like information that you received, like, hey, you know, you're not traveling, but work on these things and we'll give you a look later? Was there anything like that? What's kind of these first few weeks been like?
It was like the first half, like you said, I didn't travel. So when it came down to like selection, I didn't know up until like 2 days before, because before that I was like, oh, they're resting me, because I didn't go to Seattle either. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they're resting me. They're going to just have me ready for South America. We go down and, like, we smash on fools. Like, yeah. That's literally what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it came down to, like, the last 2 days, and a bomb came up to me. He's like, hey, we're not going to travel you. This is what you got to work on. We think you're kind of, excuse my language, but f***ing up on these parts. And it was just, like, my high ball. And then, like, they didn't think I was fit enough. So I had, right before they left, we had to run a Bronco. I ran a 4:30, and I was like, okay, like, hopefully
give the people like an idea what that's good, right? That's fast, and you want like sub 5.
Yeah.
For people that don't know.
Yeah, for people that don't know, if you run like a 4:30, yeah. you're solid.
You're in shape.
You're kind of a bad dude on the pitch.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, top players in the world, like, they're running like 4:20. Like at my position, like 4:20s, and then like if you're sevens guy, you're for sure 4:20.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the record right now is like 4:12.
Okay.
And that's one of the Barrett brothers. So like,
that's where you shoot. You're not far off.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not far off. And right. Like my best time has been like 4:28. So mm-hmm. I've fluctuated, but like, I mean, it is what it is. That's what they told me at the beginning of the season. And then I was just upset, like watching the boys play while they were over there. It was just upsetting because I feel like I could have been a part of something over there to help them win or get a win over there.
Definitely.
It was upsetting because at the end of the day, like, I know my talent. They didn't trust my talent. So it was one of those, like, they didn't believe in me.
Definitely. Moments. So how do you turn that into something positive? That seems to be what you've done, right? You can, like, harness that. And
yeah, just made it a positive at the end of the day. Like, I'm here to play.
Yeah,
and I'm getting paid to play. So, like, this is my job, and I take it very seriously. So, I mean, I didn't take it to heart. It was just, like, you got to keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did, roll with the punches. And I ended up in the starting 15. And then my debut, had a great debut. Week two, had a great week two. Had a hat trick. Didn't even see that coming, but it is what it is. Like, I had a hat trick against the best team in the freaking Slaughter.
So, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes.
Definitely, yeah.
It should speak volumes. It should, like, have people knocking at the door now. So
it seems like you made it impossible for them to take you out. That's kind of like the vibe I get.
The only thing that's going to stop me now is injury, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock on wood, but that's the only thing right now that's going
to
stop me.
No, that's cool, man. I'm glad that people are getting to see you play finally and you're taking advantage of. So, like, in that month away, I'm trying to think, like, there has to be, like, some positives of that, like, right?
That whole month off, like, it wasn't a month off, but it was a month with Mark Bullock, and, like, a lot of people don't know who Mark is, but Mark Bullock's he's our old head coach.
Yeah.
So we were doing Mark's drills, and a lot of the XO guys know who he is, so, like, it was a fun time doing old XO drills, just grounding yourself, really. It just grounded me and got me back humble and just, like, thinking of, like, all the little things I need to be working on, just the catch pass, the 2v1, working on my kick, working on my pass, and just, like, doing all the, like...
He's big basics
guy, the
right?
Big basics. All the big basic things the right way.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what it got me to do. And then I was with Jerome Nala and then Jeff Bellasuma. Like, we were over here just doing our thing, and, like, we all had a great time with it. It was a downtime, but it let us rest up and, like, because we had a wicked off season. I'm not gonna lie. Like my body was beat from the off season, but when we took that month off, I was like, man, like when they come back, I should be starting immediately. Like Yeah, nobody can touch me right now.
That's a lot of travel. That's a lot of being on a plane. You're in a new country every week.
Yeah,
you're
so like that's the thing. Like, too.
You're playing tough competition.
I immediately thought, like, as soon as they touch the United States again, like, oh,
yeah,
shooting up to like the starting lineup, or I'm shooting up into like the backup wing. No, they just wanted to let me wait it out, and I was like, ah, oh, this kind of sucks ass, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad to see you shining now. It's been fun to watch you these last couple of weeks, and you just kind of mentioned some of the old XO guys, but you're an OG XO. Like, you were at the first camp, like the very first version of this XO experiment. It's you, Line, Leonard Sagapulatelli, and then Sean Clark came to watch. He's like half in, half out.
Yeah,
I think,
because
he was
out.
There's been a couple other guys like Samu Smith and Maki Moody and anyone else. Max, I know, played on that first XO team, the iteration of the team.
But
dating back to the camp, like you.
I felt like if you weren't at the camp, you're not an OG XO for real.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
You can
like,
make the rules. You were there.
Yeah. So, like, like you said, like, I came in, like, to the
Rugby
like
Town Crossover
Academy.
Yeah, Rugby
Town Crossover
XO,
Academy camp, man. Like,
so, yeah, you've been here since the beginning.
I've been
of
here
that.
3 years. I've celebrated three birthdays. I'm going to celebrate my third birthday this week. So like,
when's your birthday?
May 6th. And I celebrated Saturday. Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. So you too.
But like you said, like, I've been here a while, and like, to see all the OGs leave, man, it's been wild. Like, I mean, I'm happy for all the guys and like what they're doing now, but I think the program would have been still solid if we had a couple of those guys here, like Ricky, Jalen, Tani.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on and on. Freaking G-Mac. Like, like our forward pack would have been nice. David Still. Like,
yeah.
That guy's nice. Like, we had some shooters. Like, we had guys on the team. But, I mean, they all went our separate ways.
For
and,
sure.
Like, me and Line chose to stick around. And, like, even Line's had a couple shots. He just chose to stick around.
Yeah.
I mean, we just trust the process at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, I mean, it's life, right? Like, you see people do different things, and it has been fun to see, you know, David, you know, shine on the circuit, and Gila and Tani play football and, you know, play a little bit of rugby too, and that's been really cool. But do you take pride, like, in the fact that it is you, and it's literally you, Line, and Leonard from November? That's got to be pretty cool, right?
Sometimes I don't realize it, but then, like, when I think of it, I'm like, dang, I've been here 3 years.
I know.
And, like, I'm really an OG. Like, I was here during COVID. I've seen, like, when we had nobody in the stands. The stands being, like, semi-filled.
Yeah, it's been a good turnout,
like,
you know.
A couple rugby towns, I've been here for that. So, like, I've enjoyed Denver, and I've enjoyed being, like, a Raptor, an American Raptor, and a Colorado XO. Colorado XO season was just a... That was probably my funnest season.
I tell the story a bunch. This will be interesting to hear, like, your take on it. Is like, I traveled down. Do you remember I went down with you guys to New Orleans for the very, very first game? And, like, that has been the most excited I've been for, like, almost any sporting event. Like, ones I've played in. Like, because I remember going to bed that night, and I'm like, literally anything could happen tomorrow. They could win by 100. They could lose by 100. That was super cool to, like, watch that kind of, like, take shape and see the very first version of what this team could be. That was awesome. And, like, I just remember Malik, like, streaking down the sideline.
Malik is still, like...
He's still crushing, I know.
Still. With the jockeys now. He's, I can't
wait
to see him.
Just out in Ireland or something like that.
Yeah, I want to see him on, like, the actual seventh circuit to see how he does. Like, to see how he plays against other, like, top guys in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he could do it.
Yeah. No, but definitely. Like, I still think he's like the fastest person I've ever seen in real life.
Dude, him and Ice, the guy we had, I think last season, two fastest people I've ever ran like against, like ever. Yeah. Like him, David, and I, like, those dudes are just fast. Like, I'm fast, but like, I had to teach myself. Those dudes are naturally fast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not naturally fast.
That he beat Antonio Brown in a race, and I believe him.
Like, I do. I actually believe him.
Yeah, he flies.
I don't care. Like, Antonio Brown could be right here right now. I say, like, no, you lost the league. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
So,
you
but even, like, to see that and then to now, to see, you know, like, you and Sean to be the two guys from the team get selected to the first 15 this week, like, that's really cool to me, I can only imagine how it feels to you guys that are actually out there doing it. So
I mean,
it's fun to watch.
That first week, I was happy about it because we won. So like, yeah, I was first 15, like I'm the top dog around here. Like, you know, you get big headed, it's because you won though. You won, and like I put two tries away, and I scored a try, so I was like, yeah, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
Then like the Pinaroa week comes, and I'm like, I think I suck because I missed like two tackles.
Yeah.
I had a hat trick, but I was like, damn, I kind of suck. I had two walk-in tries, one like hard try, and then like missed three tackles. I was like, oh man.
So can you
that loss kind of hurt?
Yeah, definitely.
Just hurt my feelings.
So that's the second time you've played Peñarol, right? You played last year at the Solar exhibition. Like what I asked, and then maybe this is like a tougher question for you to answer, because I asked Will Crawford last week. Like, he obviously had some MLR experience. Mm-hmm. And I know, correct me if I'm wrong, you did like a preseason camp with Austin or something. So like what is this competition like to play in? Like, to me, when I watch, I told Will this too, like I worked for MLR for 2 years, so I've watched a fair amount of rugby, like different rugby around. This looks different, and I don't know if it's the speed or how quick they get in now and passes and run their phases. Yeah. Like, it just looks different.
For me, I think and I believe it too. Like, these dudes they just set faster. Everybody's playing at a faster speed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the MLR is still playing kind of like the England's and like Wales and like just hard nose
so
up front.
Like the difference in hemispheres. That's what they always say is.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
but these,
Northern
like, yeah. The South
rough.
Americans play like quick.
Yeah.
Like, they'll. I don't know if you know like how it is. Like, they just do like an 11.
Okay.
Like an 11 is like hit one way.
Yeah.
And then like go right back the other way. So like they hit right and then go right back left.
Yeah.
And like they are so good at it. And then like they just do all the fundamental things fast, like quick hands fast.
Right.
If like they're doing a mall in the middle of the field, they're going to do an 11. They're going to hit one way, then go back right. And like they're probably going to shoot down the sideline because you're overfolded.
Yeah.
Like they're good at doing all the little things right.
So
and
how do you combat that then? Is it something you're still trying to figure out?
Yes. I think that's what, like, we're still in a building phase. Like,
definitely.
I feel like right now, like, we just played, like, the best team. So, like, and we put up points. Like, we put up a good amount of points on them. And, like, I don't think they've been scored on that much
in a
while.
I don't know off the top of my head, but, yeah, you're right.
Like, I think we scored the most out of, like, all the teams that have started this year against them.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
definitely.
Like, right now, I feel like we're just, like, trying to find our defense, really.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, Coach Leo, he's on us every day about defense because, I mean, we've had a lot of missed tackles. We overfold. Like, we do a lot of the bad things, but when we do the good things right, we have a great outcomes like we had against Selkham.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a great game. If you weren't here to watch, but it was a great game to watch, and, like, all the guys are having fun. We were playing great defense. There were a lot of big hits. Against Pinarol, we just came out flat and – they just beat us from the first whistle, for real.
Yeah. I know, that's what I was going to ask, the difference. Like, it seemed like trending in the same direction as the week before. Like, you're doing the things right. It's looking good. You're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just seems like the momentum kind of shifted right before halftime when they get that.
We let them score that.
Pick, like,
man, we let them score
off
that.
Off the scrum.
If we don't let them score there, I feel like we're in it. So
yeah.
We give up that try. And then, like,
it was just seemed like 10 or 15 minutes in the second half where
they
just
had
like,
the
boom,
ball.
Boom, boom.
They
yeah.
had the ball for 10 minutes straight against us. And it was, like, every time they touched, it was gold. Like, they were going through and scoring. And I was
– yeah.
It was a moment. I was like, did they just score three on us? Or are we ever going to touch the ball again?
Yeah.
Like, I was stuck on the wing just, like, wondering what's going on.
Right.
And, man, it was just a tough game last week. I don't think we were ready for that. Like, I think we were still big-headed from that win the week before. But
and that's – I mean, they have championship DNA, right? They won the final last year.
Yeah.
So they're, they've lost one game this year by 1 point, and it showed.
Man, we thought we had them. Like,
yeah.
The first half, we actually did have them, and then they scored that try right there before half and took the momentum.
Right. And that's how it goes, right? Momentum's a crazy thing.
Man.
So, leading into Yacaré now, Yacaré is like a fascinating team to me, and I'd be interested to get your perspective because you've obviously studied them more, but like, they win a game, they lose a game. They win a game, they lose a game. They don't really put up a ton of points, but they don't commit any penalties either. So, what's like, they're 4-4, they're in the last playoff spot. What's kind of like the key to victory this week? And you don't have to tell me all your secrets, of course. Don't you get in trouble. Yeah. Just kind of like what's going to be important.
I mean, for this week is just like the pack for real, for real. It's not even on the backs. This week it's on the pack.
Yeah.
So if they have a good game, we have a great game.
Okay.
That's really all I can say. If they have a good game with a set piece, which is line out, you have your mauls, you have your scrums. If they do great there, we have a great time out wide. That's what we're going to play out wide. Yeah. So we're not planning on hitting them in the face, hitting them in the mouth up front. We're trying to beat them out wide, beat them into space, and score more tries than they do.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to watching them, man. And then the last question I've just been asking, like, we've already covered, you've been around for a while. There's plenty of new faces. Has there been anybody that you've been impressed by or anybody that you've kind of gotten to know this season?
Rama.
Yeah.
That dude's nice.
What about him? I know he's got a nice resume. He's played all over the place.
I don't know his whole resume, and I didn't like try to go digging, but on the field, he is probably the best rugby player I've seen in my life. Like, he makes the game look so easy and like fluid and smooth. Like, that's how I wish I played. Like, I feel like I like don't make the game look smooth. I like feel like I'm still forcing it. He touches the ball and it's smooth. Everything he does is smooth. Like, I was just at practice watching because I'm like saving my legs, but like,
yeah,
everything he did is smooth. Like 15 wing smooth. He's the smoothest player I've ever seen. Him and Line, but like he's smoother than Line. So like, it's kind of weird watching like him and Line because like Line's smooth, but Rama is just like he touches the ball and like his pass is smooth. He's running lines and they don't even look like
he's running lines.
Yeah, he's just moving within like everybody. It looks slow motion to me. Like when he's like running, he's just looking like he's running in slow motion and just like running through people. It's so crazy.
I like asking people that because, I mean, you obviously have a better perspective than us, but for people that, you know, maybe just tune in for the first time this weekend and if he's in the lineup, obviously, but I like giving people an idea of who to watch, and that's a good definition.
Rama,
right,
man,
there.
That dude is nice.
Yeah.
Like I like how he plays. He makes the game look so easy. So I'm sorry I keep saying it, but it's literally like,
it's true.
You have to see, like, you just have to watch him. Like, he just makes it look so smooth.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like he's running the line, but he's actually running lines and then, like, stepping you.
Right.
Like, and then he can kick off both feet. It's crazy. Like, the dude is actually cold.
Hopefully we get another chance to see him this year before season's over.
Yep.
That's all the question I have for you today, Tom, man. It was fun catching up with you. It's good to
thank
see you.
Thank you.
It's fun to watch, and we're looking forward to watching play.
Yes, sir.
All right, hope everybody enjoyed that interview with American Raptors wing Daytuan Sheridan. I like talking to Daytuan. It's fun to catch up with him, especially because he has been here the longest. So he's one of the guys I've gotten to know the best, and I think that kind of showed in the interview. So hopefully you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed doing it. And we'll go ahead and move into the required reading portion of the show now. Required reading is brought to you by Maria Empanada. Maria Empanada is Denver's home for rugby lovers. The three convenient locations on South Broadway, Stanley Marketplace, and Riverview makes it easy to pick up delicious empanadas on the way home from Rugby Town, USA. Visit MariaEmpanada.com to order yours today. So this piece is titled Chicago Hounds Luke White on moving to the Midwest, LA, and getting a first win. This is by Joe Harvey of the Rugby Network. Good piece on friend of the program, Luke White, by another friend of the program, Joe Harvey. Luke is out there ripping it up with Chicago Hounds. So we're pro Luke White podcast. We're pro Joe Harvey podcast as well. This was the perfect piece to bump both of them. So shout out to those guys, and I will link this article in the article that houses this podcast, as well as the description of this podcast. So if you're interested, nice, easy to find, click on the link, scroll down the description, click on the link in there, and that's where you could find it. Let's go move into the Stat of the Week. Stat of the Week is presented by Catapult. Catapult is committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels, whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players. Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. So I'll go ahead and provide an update on the standings, Super Rugby America standings at this point of the season. So we're getting close to the end, obviously. Three regular season matches left for the Raptors, four rounds, and then we got, you know, one round of playoffs and then the final. So Super Rugby America standing update at this point, Pinderol's in first place with 40 points. Dalgos is in second with 35. Pampas is in third with 27. Yacaré is in fourth with 19. Selkum is in fifth with 13. Cobras Brazil is in sixth with 11. And the Raptors are in last with 8. So Peñarol and Dogos have qualified for the playoffs, but the last two spots are up for grabs. Raptors are still mathematically in the hunt. They'll have to play perfectly through the last couple of weeks. They're going to need some help from some other teams as well. So they're going to need to claim all 5 of those points available every week. They're going to need 15 points, and they're going to need some other teams to lose and not get any bonus points in the process. So it's not impossible, but it is unlikely. But things happen. Things happen. That's why we watch. So going to keep our eyes on that. Obviously, it all starts this weekend. If they don't beat Yacaré, they're in trouble. That's it for them. So need to win this weekend, and then we can kind of see where things stand after that. Let's go ahead and close the show with The Loop. The Loop is presented by PhysioPro. PhysioPro is an official partner of the American Raptors. Visit physio-pro.com for more information. So follow along with everything we got going on at DNVR Rugby on Twitter at DNVR_rugby. We got a couple watch parties coming up for the last two away matches, which I'm looking forward to. So you can come watch Raptors play Dogos, on May 21st at 2 p.m. at Maria Empanada on Broadway. That's going to be pretty fun. And then we're finishing the season, season finale, bearing a miracle playoff push at the NVR Bar. We can watch the Raptors take on Cobras Brazil. And the season finale on May 27th at noon at the DNVR Bar. So we'll be at both. Make sure you come say hi, support the Raptors, eat some good food, drink some beer. It should be a good couple of days. So it'll be a good way to end the season. I'm looking forward to it. So it's a show for everybody today. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you had a great day. Hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy all the rugby this weekend. Catch you back here next Friday.